restaurant workers are calling it quits or are choosing not to return to their former jobs, just as people are starting to dine out again and restaurants rush to reopen. How can restaurants survive in this environment? In-depth analysis from HR expert Carrie Luxem. She's the CEO of Restaurant HR Group. Carrie, tough times right now.
Yeah, it's difficult. I mean, you know, staffing over the years, it's definitely been a challenge in the restaurant industry, overall. But right now, restaurants nationwide are absolutely understaffed. And, you know, there's a whole list of reasons why people believe this is the case. I mean, you know, these restaurants are understaffed. They're overworked, underpaid, there's child care issues, there's safety issues, you know, and there's just a whole host of things going on. And I think the restaurant industry is being hit very hard right now with staffing. And so you've got to really be on your game if you want to, fill your restaurants with great people.
From what you hear, how much of the restaurant worker shortage is tied to generous unemployment benefits that might pay more than what they earn?
You know, a lot of my clients believe that is the sole reason, but I do think there's probably some level of truth to that. People are getting paid, and you know, this industry is hard. It's oftentimes, people are being underpaid. You know, they're being called essential, but they don't feel essential. They feel disposable, and I think with child care and all this, I think when you're making, you're making some money and you can survive on that, it's, you know, people are choosing to do that. But I do think it's a whole host of other reasons as well. So
does that mean, if that's part of it, that September, when kids go back to school and the rest of the benefits expire, that lots of workers are going to come off the sideline?
It's a great question, and I don't have a crystal ball, but I can already tell. It seems like people are getting back to work a little bit more. I mean, summer's a challenge for working parents, and there's a lot of working parents, you know, in restaurants, but I think hopefully it'll slowly get better. I do believe that restaurant owners and operators are getting more creative. They're figuring out how to attract people, and they're doing those things that need to be done, and employees want to be a part of something really great. And so, you know, and they want, I think people want to work, you know, and so I do think there's going to be a bit of an upswing, as we move into the fall, hopefully, and people are not maybe going to have these benefits and that sort of thing. So we shall see.
All right. We're speaking with Carrie Luxem. She's the CEO of Restaurant HR Group, and we're talking about restaurants surviving as workers are hard to find. What can restaurants do in the meantime, as you said, on the creative side to get by?
Yeah. Well, you know, we don't handle recruiting at Restaurant HR Group, but I talk a lot to our clients, and they're doing some really cool things. First and foremost, you have to care about your people. And, you know, I know people say this, and they write their values and stuff, but it genuinely, you can't fake this. So if you don't care about the people that are working in your restaurants, you have one big strike against you. It's a big industry, but, you know, kind of a small world. And if you are not a group that cares about people, that is going to be your very first strike, and it's a big strike. So people want to work somewhere where they feel great, they feel they're paid well, they're offered great benefits and perks when they can be. You know, they have an opportunity to learn and grow, and they work for a culture that's very transparent, and they put people first. The clients that I have and the restaurateurs that I know that do this genuinely well, they have more success in finding and retaining people. You know, and I think it also starts with, like, telling your unique story. So it's not just going out and now hiring crew members that smile. You know, it's like, what's your story as a restaurateur? What makes you special? Talk about that. And it doesn't have to be huge. You know, it can be, are you a third generation restaurateur? That's cool. Let's talk about it. You know, and why would you want to be a part of this? And, have 70% of your staff members been with you for 5 years? Highlight that. Talk about that. You know, are you raising money every year for a cool charity? I mean, there's things like that. And I think you got to tell your story over and over and over. It's just like marketing for customers, you know, market for talent and attract them in the similar way that you would as you're working so hard to kind of come, you know, go out there and attract new customers.
Thanks, Carrie. Carrie Luxem, CEO of Restaurant HR Group.